What's up? I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dakota.
And this is the Bourbon and Business Podcast,
where we interview successful businessmen and women to let you in on why success doesn't have a single formula to follow.
We also have a little bourbon tasting along the way, because why not?
So guys, please enjoy this episode and let us know your thoughts at Bourbon and Business Podcast on Instagram.
Coming to you from the Bourbon and Business Studio here in the Capitol Club in downtown Jackson, Mississippi. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Dakota.
And this is the Bourbon and Business Podcast. How you doing this morning, Dakota?
Fantastic, Tyler. How are you?
Doing great. Enjoying this view.
Yes, the Capitol Club. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Yeah, so the Capitol Club has all type of things, but they have a membership. So you can go online, purchase a membership here, and you get access to the Capitol Club. They have lunches daily, have great events here, great networking opportunities, and now they have the 20th floor. I'm not sure, has it opened yet, guys? Do y'all know? It will open in April, but phenomenal views up here. Great place to have an event. And I mean, if you don't have a membership, you need to get one. It's just a great place altogether. One of the best places in downtown Jackson, Mississippi.
No doubt.
Well, you want to introduce our guest to us this morning?
I do. Today we have special guest Lee Stringer, founder of Fifth Squad. Lee, it's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, glad to have you this morning. And then you want to introduce our bourbon to us?
I do. So we also have Monk's Road. Now, some of our loyal listeners may be thinking, we've already had Monk's Road. Well, that was the 5th District Series, which is limited availability because they no longer produce it. But this is the small batch Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, so it's also probably going to be a limited edition. This is 94 proof. It's the same bottle, just some different colors going on, so I love it. And Tyler, what's your off-the-cuff opinion here?
Well, it's hard to go wrong with Monk's Road, number one.
It really is.
But, I mean, again, they knocked it out of the park with this one. I'm going to have to go with that 9.1.
That's a really strong
rating. I'm not sure where we ranked the other one. It was in the high nines, correct?
Yeah, it was. Okay. I think it was around 9.1, 9.5, somewhere in there.
Okay.
But it was, that other one's one of my favorite bourbons we've ever tasted. It's delicious. So if you get the opportunity, stop by Cheers Vineyard in Gluckstadt. Go see John Thomas and ask him for Monk's Road, small batch or 5th District Series. They are both fantastic, according to your favorite host. Well, second favorite host, Tyler.
Yeah, so Cheers Vineyard, they have everything you need. Go check them out.
Yep.
Well, Lee, we appreciate you coming on this morning. We always like to start this, so kind of give our listeners your background, where you're from, and then kind of how you got to the point that you founded Fifth Squad.
Okay. Well, first, thank you guys for having me. It's exciting to be able to talk about Fifth Squad and who we are and what we do. But so I was I grew up in McGee, and I graduated in McGee in '96 and went to college for a little while. Came home and was working, and then in 2000 I enlisted into the Army and I went on active duty, stationed in Virginia, and then 2001. Obviously, we all know what happened with 9/11. So I really never had an intention of joining the military. I didn't even take the ASVAB in high school. You may not believe it, but I was about 110 pounds, 115 pounds when I graduated high school. So I was like, no one would ever imagine somebody that size being in the military, right? So, but then 9/11 happened, and then I was stuck then. I'm not stuck per se, like stuck in the military, but I stuck knowing that this was what I was going to do for the rest of my life. I came off active duty in 2004, moved back to Mississippi. And I went to college, I actually went to JSU for a little while and worked around Jackson, but then I missed the uniform, I missed the camaraderie. So I started working back full time for the Mississippi Army National Guard, and since 2005, that's what I've done. I work in off of Airport Road for the, we call it G4, but I basically handle transportation for the state of Mississippi. I'm the defensive movement coordinator, so anything that moves, whether it be convoys or if soldiers deploying, coming home, that type of thing, so we handle all that. So to talk about Fifth Squad and how we got started, in 2016, it was myself and three other soldiers. We were at drill at Camp Shelby one weekend, and another soldier had came up to drill, you know, talking about how they were having some issues with their utility bill. And so we all kind of, everybody in the unit just kind of throws in $5-$10 to help pay for it, right? So we were just sitting around one afternoon. I think it was a Sunday afternoon. We were probably hiding out from work, you know, doing what soldiers do. And we're sitting on tailgate, and we were talking about how, you know, how that our battle buddy was dealing with that situation. We're like, well, you know, what can we do to make things different? Instead of every time something like this happens, that person has to swallow all their pride and then talk to everybody else and say, hey, can you help me out? I need some help with my family. What if we started an organization that actually did that exact thing? So we tossed around the idea for a while, and we had no idea what we were doing. And we, you know, 7 years later, we still think, or not 7 years, 8 years later, we still feel like we have no idea what we're doing. But we know why we want to do what we do. So we did some research, and one of our SMART members, I'll say Adam Austin.
That's our SMART member's name too.
Yeah, really, yeah. So Adam, he helped us get our 501c3, but unfortunately Adam passed away in 2020.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was a tough time too. But anyway, he helped us get our 501c3, and we got that in 2017. And in 2018 is when we officially started Assisting Veterans. And since then, it's been incredible as to how it has grown. You know, just this year, we've already assisted over $6,000 with veterans, and that's just a $250 light bill here and there, you know, rent for utilities, groceries, I mean, all kinds of stuff like that. But last year alone, we assisted over 1,600 veterans in the state of Mississippi with about $225,000 in assistance.
Wow.
And that's one employee, and the all rest is all volunteer organization. So
that's fantastic.
It's exciting.
And what... So y'all offer services as far as helping them with, you know, expenses and things like that. Are there any other services that y'all offer veterans?
So we do a lot of random things. Our primary things that we assist with are, like I said, utilities, groceries, rent. Those are the big things. But we've assisted with, you know, a bicycle for a homeless veteran. We've assisted with a bed for a veteran that lived in rough housing that had bed bugs. Storage for homeless veterans, all kinds of bus tickets to get a veteran from a homeless veteran to another state where they can go into some government housing, deposits, all kinds of stuff, really. But what we do, what we say is we assist with what we consider life-sustaining needs. Mm-hmm. So we don't pay we don't pay cell phone bills or car notes or insurance or anything like that. And another thing is we don't give the money directly to the veteran. We pay the bill directly. It's like one of the things we say, just because you're in the military don't make you a saint. And unfortunately, a lot of the veterans that we're contacted by are struggling with substance abuse, or they've been on rough times. And if they're asking for assistance with something and then I give them money, I can't guarantee that that bill is going to be paid. Mm. And then they're going to be in the same situation they were. But if we pay that bill directly, we know that we've done our part to help take care of that veteran and their family. So,
well, and you know, we haven't said this yet, but thank you for your service.
Yes, absolutely.
And what you're doing for the veteran community, that's, you know, the most important community that we have, that a lot of times seems to get neglected when they get back home or forgot about. And we've had a recent guest come on, Ben Derrick. He works with the Special Forces community.
I know,
around
I'm
here.
Very familiar. Ben and I have worked together with Fifth Squad before.
Okay, well, great. And then, I come from a family. I did not serve, but my twin brother, he's a veteran, then grandparents and all that type stuff. And so it is something that I think touches everybody in our state in some way. And what are some challenges that veterans face when they get back home?
So it's funny, you know, I was talking about the fifth graders. That was one of the questions they asked, because they've already beat you to that one. But
we knew there was one of us. We knew it.
I think on the same level. So.
One of the biggest challenges you face when you get home is getting back into the real world. When we go overseas, we're able, if you have a good family back home, a good network back home, they take care of everything else like that. So when you're overseas, most of the time, your primary focus is on your mission and your soldiers and making sure everybody comes back home, right? You don't have to deal with the drama of the neighbor leaving their trash can out in the road too long, or your sister saying something about your dad and their fight and all that kind of stuff. You don't have to worry about all that kind of stuff. You just focus on the mission at hand. Well, when you come back, now you have to get back into that real world, and your spouse is like, well, wait a minute, I've been running things while you've been gone, and you can't just walk back into the house, you know. And then, of course, you start dealing with the anxiety and the post-traumatic stress that you may have experienced from being over there. It keeps you on edge a lot of times. I mean, you'll see you'll always see a veteran, or most of the time veterans, when they go into a restaurant, they're always going to be sitting with their back to the wall. And it's not because they think somebody's just going to come in there and raid the restaurant, but it's we don't like something sneaking up on us. You know, we want to be able to see everything. So you stay vigilant. You know, you're walking through a parking lot at Target. You know, you're not on your phone, that kind of thing. And it never goes away. And it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's a bad thing, because you just stay on edge a lot of times about a lot of things. So that's one of the biggest things that I've seen. And then when they come back, one of the coping mechanisms for that is, you know, substance abuse. And then that's how...
It's an escape.
It is. It's the numbing feeling. That's somebody, one of our co-founders the other day said that somebody told him that... Can I say a bad word on this?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, sure.
He said that, you know, sober, he said, do you know what the word sober means? Like, well, yeah, obviously I know what the word sober means. He said, no, it says, son of a bitch, everything is real.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, man, you're right. I mean, so when you know, that's one of the reasons why that veterans deal so much with alcohol abuse or drugs and, you know, just things like that to try to make things not real for a little while.
Right.
Yeah.
What type of services are you seeing specifically here in Mississippi? You know, I know that there's a lot of talk around PTSD and those type things and these programs being provided for soldiers when they get back home. Are you seeing that a lot of these programs coming to the state and things like that for soldiers?
Absolutely. Ben, if I'm not mistaken, he does some counseling and things like that. There's a lot of – that's one of the things that since we have grown, Fifth Squad has grown, we're starting to work so much more with other organizations around the state. I'm sure y'all have heard of Shower Power.
Yes.
We donated a lot of stuff. We just donated some, you know, about a pallet of water to them in January. And we've noticed that there's a lot of organizations out there, but the problem is just there's not enough people like you guys that are helping spread that word.
Right.
So I'm thankful for that. That's one of the biggest things that I've noticed is it's not known. It's not well known. And everybody thinks the VA, you can just go to the VA and get whatever you get, whatever you need. But unfortunately, that's a government organization. And I don't know if y'all know much about the government, but we're here to help. It's not really mean we're here to help.
Right, so, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are y'all doing, so as Fifth Squad, as it's grown over the years, what are y'all doing to get y'all's message out? I know that y'all do different, I've seen like y'all do rucks and things like that, but what are some of the, I guess, fundraising things that y'all do to bring funds in to help support these veterans?
We do several golf tournaments throughout the year. Our big one is the Campbell Scramble in October at Castle Woods in Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
That's in honor of one of our friends, Jacob Campbell, that passed away in 2015. He was a service member. So we do golf tournaments. We do our ruck march, which is, I don't know if y'all are familiar with what rucking is, but it's your backpack that you carry in the military. So this past year we did our eighth one, and we do that in honor of Children's of Mississippi Hospital. So the reason we created that event in 2016 was just like similar to children being in the hospital at Christmas, you know, their families still have to go to work, you know, so they have great, incredible staff, obviously, at Children's of Mississippi, but the child is still there, and I can't imagine my little girl being there. My son, my middle boy, he was there, but fortunately, we were able to be there the whole time with him. But they're there during the holidays, and we're like, we understand being away from family in holidays. Obviously, we're not comparing their situation to ours, being in the military. So, and we, of course, all of us have children, so we're like, well, let's do something. Kids love the military. We love our kids, so... We started back then in 2016, and we started on Airport Road, and it was about a 6.5 mile walk. Long ways, by the way, if you've never done that. And what was worse, the next year we said, oh, we can do better, and we'll go to Target, which is a terrible idea. 7 miles.
Jeez.
So anyway, now what we do is we start here at JSU at the Veterans Memorial Stadium. We start on the back side of the parking lot over there where 220 Special Forces is, and we walk all the way down State Street. We hit Lakeland, go up to Smith Wheels, and come around over there off of Riverside, and then come across the campus to Children's of Mississippi. And we partner with the 1941 Jeep Club. We partner with Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, Rankin County Sheriff's Office, Hines County, all different organizations around the state, and Mississippi National Guard, and we carry toys to the hospital. Last year, we had about 450 participants, and we donated $120,000 plus in toys. I mean, we had a huge trailer full, trucks full, backpacks full. I mean, it was incredible. And in that event, our first year, we always talk about our first year, we had about $6,000 in toys and about 40 people, and we thought we were doing something, you know. And we were. And we were building on what we're building now. So that's an incredible event. And then we just do things like next weekend we'll be at Rodeo Days. The weekend after that we'll be at the Mississippi Wildlife Ag Expo. we're all over the place. We have a golf tournament in April in Brookhaven because we're not government funded. And the reason we don't want to be government funded is because the reason we started this organization is if a veteran needs some help, we want to be able to help them right then. The quickest we've been able to assist somebody is within like 6 or 7 minutes of being having another light bill paid. And that's, they sent the documentation they needed, they qualified, and we paid the bill. And then we move on because you've already swallowed your pride enough at that point to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to keep bugging you about it, you know. So we work off of events. We work off of huge donors. Milwaukee Tool is one of our big donors. Kiesler Federal Credit Union, Woodman Life, IPS has sponsored our golf tournaments before. So we rely on the kindness of our community, and Mississippi is an incredible community as far as supporting the veterans. And then we're working on trying to get some grants, too, to help out with that.
Yeah. Well, tell our listeners a little bit about, because a lot of these are business owners and things like that, and they're always looking for things to invest in. Do you have any stories of veterans that you've been able to help and how that's, helped them and changed their life?
Oh, absolutely. One of our members now, when I was deployed, I was deployed with the 155th Armored Brigade Combat Team out of Tupelo back in 2018 to 19. And he had reached out to our organization then, needing some assistance. He couldn't work. He'd gotten injured. And he was on rough part of his life, as a man taking care of his family, if you can't work and provide, I mean, you can imagine what that would do to your, especially being a service member or a veteran. And so we helped him out. And then next thing you know, he's like, hey, I want to not give back money. I want to actually do this with you guys. And now he's an integral part of our organization, one of our busiest members. I mean, 100% disabled. I mean, he got blown up a couple times in Iraq. So he can relate to everything that we're dealing with all the veterans. And that's basically where all of our membership comes from. A lot, mostly, is veterans that have, maybe not we've assisted, but they've seen what we do and they want to be back part of that camaraderie. So as far as a business or someone else that wants to get involved, man, we would love anyway. I'm going to be honest with you, we'd love to you come participate in our events.
Right.
Especially like the Ruck, because,
sounds like an incredible event.
Oh, I'm telling you. You can ask my wife. She starts crying when we're a half a mile out every time. And I'm like, chill out. You can't even see the hospital yet. But it's one thing to be able to write a check. And trust me, we'll take checks. But when you see what your efforts are doing, it makes you want to give more, whether it be financially or your time.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good time for a bourbon break.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was taking bourbon breaks the whole time. My bad.
What are your thoughts on the bourbon, Dakota?
I'm a Monk's Road fan, man. I mean, anything they put out now, I'm going to buy because that first one was fantastic. This small batch is incredible as well. When you drink it, you're like, that's a bourbon. There's no mistake in it. It's got a nice burn to it. Again, it's a cool bottle, so I'm going to land at a 9.2.
9.2. You keeping the math easy on me here lately.
Yeah, trying to. Well, your palate is just finally as sophisticated as mine is.
Oh,
is that
what it is?
You're matching my score.
Is that what it is?
I'm liking this.
And back to the podcast. So, Lee, what are some of the biggest challenges for veterans and some upcoming needs for the 5th Squad?
So, like I was saying with the assistance, we're always in need of money. So that's our biggest challenge because I work full time for the Mississippi River National Guard. But that also means, I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with the Guard a lot, but I also have the part-time job where the 1 weekend a month. But that's not just the 1 weekend a month. People think, you just show up those two. It's a full-time monthly job because I've got 110 plus soldiers that they don't just have problems on the weekend,
All right.
And we don't just do work on the weekend. So that's that. I'm also a student with the Sergeant Major Academy, so that's full-time. But above all that, I'm a husband and a father, too. So we all have a lot of things going on, but we have to take away from that to be able to run our events and have that. So we need a lot of partners to come alongside of us and say, hey, we want to financially help your organization. And then we can, whether you want credit for that or not, we're going to share everything about that. We're going to let everybody know what you do and how you do it. We've got about 22,000 followers on social media. We have a giant trailer, 16x7, that we take to all of our events all around the state. Your logo can be all over the trailer, our social media, our website, all that kind of stuff. So that's one of the challenges for our organization is always going to be money. I mean, that's the world we live in because we pay bills. That's what our organization does.
Right.
A lot of organizations that, feed veterans or provide clothes for veterans, they do that once they get a collection of those things, and then they have an event to do that. Well, you know, we've got veterans that contact us every day. We can't wait till we get money to do it. We just got to have the money right. Mm-hmm. So that's our biggest thing. As far as challenges for veterans, I've been in for 23-plus years. Just a simple thank you is the biggest thing that you will ever be able to do for a veteran. You don't have to say thank you for your service or anything like that. Just a head nod. I mean, my wife talks about all the time how she appreciates when other people say that to me. And I don't think about it as much, but it does mean a lot when somebody just says thank you. I mean, I don't need you to thank me. I don't need you to – we don't want the thank, honestly,
right,
because we didn't enlist in the military to get a thanks or appreciation or anything. We're just doing our job.
Sure.
But it is nice, like when you were saying, you know, hey, this, I have a family of this, and we just appreciate that. Because, mm-hmm, man, a thank you for anybody goes a long ways. It don't, mm-hmm, matter what – you can say thank you for putting your groceries in the bag at Kroger, and that'll go a long way for somebody.
For sure.
So that's
sure
the best thing you do for a veteran, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, that's fantastic, and it's super, super practical advice.
Absolutely.
We can all – it takes not even a second to say thank you, but the impact that it could have.
Yep.
Well, and we would – you know, I mean, it's a warranted thank you, too, because
absolutely,
we wouldn't all be here doing what we want to do.
Absolutely.
And, you know, living the life that we want to live, if not for veterans and the sacrifices that, mm-hmm, have been made for, you know, as long as this country's been around.
That's
so
right.
it we are, you know, at least I am very thankful for that.
Yes,
so.
I would echo that 100%. And it's a shame at what has happened to the veterans in this country and how they've been neglected, honestly.
Yeah, it's you see it all the time. You know, you see the veterans that are homeless on the street, and then we're providing housing for. Anyway, that's another conversation for another day. But you know what I mean. And that's one thing. But we drove up to Eupora Thursday night, myself and one of our other members, and being there around the older veterans from the VFW. I mean, mm-hmm, even when we walk in the building, I'm in awe of those guys because I know what I've done in my 23 years. But I can't even compare it to what those guys did in Vietnam and World War II and the battles and the struggles that they had to face. So all I'm doing is walking around saying thank you, you know, and they're sitting there telling me thank you. I'm like, no, I'm not the guy to be thanking, you know. I mean, I can't even imagine what you went through. Yeah. So,
well, we're super appreciative that you and your buddies got together and made this organization because y'all are doing a lot of good, of good.
We try.
And congrats, by the way. I was at the red carpet event
where
y'all won the –
that's the Rankin County nonprofit.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There we go.
So really
that was cool. That was fun. That was and I was actually in D.C. I flew home early for some other reason, but I won't lie. I wanted to come to that too. but that was like an exciting time. I mean, if we felt like we were at the Grammys or something, you know. Last year we won the Give Awards. I'm sure the Governor Reeves Give Awards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we won for the most impactful veterans charity in the state of Mississippi. So hopefully they'll be announcing that again next this month or beginning of March. And hopefully we can be back in the running for that again.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. It's not so much that we want the recognition, but it's like what you were saying, you recognize our name from that event.
Right.
And that's what we need. We want more veterans to know our organization exists, but we also want more businesses and more partners to say, hey, if these guys are being recognized for what they're doing, I want to be a part of that and assist them however
right
we can.
Right. Well, we'll get your thoughts on the bourbon now.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I don't know how we do all the rating, and my palate is not as sophisticated as you.
We don't know either,
sir. Yeah, just throw a number on a piece of paper.
Pretty much.
I'll tell you, I like it. I've never had Monk's Road before. I guess I can mention other brands. I'm a Four Roses kind of guy. Because I can get it a lot cheaper at the PX where I work.
We had that on a recent episode.
Yeah,
so.
It was
but
good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm gonna go around the range of 9.1 as well. Yeah. I like that. It's pretty good.
Well, we'll land at a 9.1.5.
Like
how's that sound?
That's
good.
Sounds awesome.
For Monk's Road,
you're getting better at this.
And I know you've already went over it once how businesses can get in touch with you or people in general that want to donate. But what is the easiest way for them to find Fifth Squad?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you asked that. So. FifthSquad.com or FifthSquad.org. That's the easiest way you can get a hold of us. We have
is
our
that
contact
a 5
page.
Or a or
5. It's a 5TH
okay
squad. Now, if you spell the word, it'll also take you to our website.
Okay. Oh,
that
perfect
was that Adam and Ronnie guys. They're a lot smarter than me.
Right.
They came up with that idea.
Genius.
So you can go to our website. Our social media is the same thing, Fifth Squad, on Instagram and Facebook. We're in the process of our goal and our vision is to start a Fifth Squad chapter in every state. Because I didn't get to hit on this and I forgot about it, but one of the things about the larger organizations around the country is people get lost in the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're only taking care of Mississippi veterans, we're able to make sure that we don't miss anything.
Right.
In the same way with Tennessee, they're taking care of Tennessee veterans. So you can contact us through our social media. You can email us at fifthsquad@fifthsquad.org, or you can go through our website. One of the things I would like to add on our website is something that we try to push hard is our monthly donation. $5 a month is nothing. I mean, we probably spent that on coffee this morning. I know I went to the gas station and got donuts and a Monster and a protein bar, and it was like $16. And I'm out that, right? But if somebody was to pledge $5 a month, you're not going to see that. You're not even thinking about that $5 a month. But if we have all of us doing that, there are so many veterans that we're able to assist that we're not having to work as hard on all these different events right. that we do. And it's your little simple gesture, like you said, like a simple thank you. $5 a month is nothing to be able to keep one of the 22 veterans a day from being that statistic.
All right.
So.
Well, that's great. And for all our listeners, let's you know, the bourbon and business community, I'd love to see everybody reach out and kind of join in with Fifth Squad and what they're doing and help them out. Whatever way your business or you can do that, I think it's a great, worthy cause. And however you stream us, would you please go give us a rating and subscribe and then follow us on social media. And then also do the same for Fifth Squad. Go follow them on social media.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you next week.
And thanks, guys.
Hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
If you have any feedback or would like to be featured, reach out to us at bourbonandbusinesspodcast@gmail.com.
Or find us on Instagram at bourbonandbusinesspodcast.
Thanks again for listening.
Follow us for more content and info on the next episode.